You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3, verse 11 to 13. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." This is what took place when Adam and Eve ate the fruit that they were commanded not to eat. And it marked the beginning of blame game in the human race. Adam, God asked him, "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" The answer should be, "Yes, I ate out of it." But he said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me." Basically, Adam was saying, "It's not my fault. I'm not responsible." When God asked the woman also said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." In other words, "It's not my fault, it's the serpent." That is the beginning of trading blame in the human race. Did you know that the sinful nature of man does not accept blame? Somebody else has to be blamed. This operates at individual level and at societal level. If you look at the world system, sometimes I'm watching documentaries on women, men who are carrying drugs. You know, rather than make those people who are trafficking drugs responsible, somebody will advance a cause that it is because of some people. It is because of this. When people have problem in their marriage, then they will blame the family of their spouse and say that they have a generation curse in their spouse. That's how the dad treated this. That's how the dad treated the wife. You know, the whole concept is that somebody else has to be blamed. It's one of the manifestations of the fall of man. It's one of the manifestations of the sinful nature. People struggle to simply acknowledge something. Even in marriage, if your spouse says to you, "Why did you cook this thing like this?" Rather than, "Oh, sorry, I slept off, it got burnt." You know, there will be something like, "I've been cooking well in this house, it's not been burning." But you know, that was not the question. Nobody is asking you whether you have not burnt food in that house. They are talking about a specific food. This matter may look small, but I tell you, even in little details, begin to observe it. You will discover that people can't simply directly acknowledge their wrong. They believe somebody must be blamed. It takes the grace of God. When you see a man that is able to say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong, it is me," without adding anything, without trying again to add anything. Have you not heard of even preachers who will come out and say, "Oh, they said something that is wrong. They want to correct it, or they want to repent." And still in the process, they will still be saying again, "Well, sometimes you can say a correct thing and it may be time to be wrong." And so, see, the bottom line is that man is simply struggling to acknowledge his wrong. That's why the Bible says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves," that means simply acknowledge you made a mistake. Somebody went and married someone that they should not marry. Now you are blaming that person is the source of your pain and problem. But the truth is this: you married somebody you should not marry. Why not even acknowledge that and repent and ask God to show you mercy? Stop passing blame to people. Learn to be responsible. Learn before the Lord to say, ah, it's me, I'm wrong. What does that take away from you? In fact, you will be demonstrating the life of Christ that way. But if what you do is to pass blame, you are simply showing that the sinful nature from Adam is operating in your life. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our website is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.